up to you and me to shine a guiding light and lead the way. United by our cause, we have the power to pursue what we believe. We'll achieve the realization of our dreams.
Hello and welcome to this edition of New Horizons. I'm Vaughan Bennison. Thanks for your company. Today we look at the Hobart Forum for Blind Citizens Australia, which happened on Saturday the 5th of November. And to do that, we welcome back someone with whom we've not spoken on this program for some time. Jan Miller, welcome back to New Horizons.
Thank you, Vaughan.
Why don't you start by telling us how many people turned up?
Well, we had 24 people who registered, but I'm pretty sure that a few more turned up. And so I'd say there were about 30 people there. And the thing that really impressed me, that there were a few people who came down from northern Tasmania, in fact, northwestern Tasmania, from Ulverston. Now, Ulverston is at least 200 k's from Hobart, which probably in itself isn't a really big deal, but these people actually arranged community transport and a volunteer driver to drive them down to the forum. And I reckon that was the highlight of my day, to think that those people felt so compelled to want to be part of it and be part of what we were doing, that they made those arrangements.
One of the things that one of the ladies said really struck me as key to this whole thing and why we set the forum up in the first place. And she was telling us that when she went blind, there were no ways, aside from O&M instructors and getting guide dogs out to help her with cane training and a few other things like that, there was no way she could get any self-help because she didn't know any other blind people or people who were in the same position as her.
That's why a forum like this one was so important to people. We had a discussion at the beginning of the forum. Emma Bennison, the BCA president, outlined what BCA does. And more importantly than that, she wanted to know what BCA needed to do for people in Tasmania. And it got back to this thing about information. It came out loud and clear that people wanted a mechanism to meet together in some way, either face-to-face or by teleconference or however, to exchange information and just have that general support. And so those of us who were on the committee to organise the forum, we undertook to stay together as a group and see what we could do to actually put into place some way of these people meeting together, not just at another forum, but that every so often, however way we can arrange it. We also heard from Doug McGinn. Doug was very much involved in the Tasmanian branch of BCA a few years ago. It was a very active branch, probably about 10 to 15 years ago. But like in other places, people changed their lifestyle, had other commitments, and those people who were running the branch just couldn't give the time and it had to disband. And so, you know, it was interesting to see, you know, what it did do in that short period of time, advocacy and also getting people together in a different environment to what we are thinking of now. We're thinking of perhaps using teleconferencing more so that we can include people from all over the state. Then we went into the information part of the forum. We set up a panel of service providers who came along to let the participants know what their service was doing at the moment and also to get the views on the service from the participants. We had Mary Langdon, who is the general manager of Visibility in Tasmania. Now, Visibility is the service provider which formerly was Guide Dogs Tasmania, although Guide Dogs Tasmania still exists. That service is running in tandem with Visibility providing some services and Guide Dogs Tasmania providing mobility services and guide dog training services. Visibility used to be the Association for the Blind in WA, and they were the major service provider providing orientation and mobility, adaptive technology. They had a library and other services. And Guide Dogs Tasmania hasn't been able to provide full adaptive technology consultancy services, services for children, early intervention, all that kind of thing, for quite a period of time. And that's where Visibility has been able to step in and will transition to providing those services. So it looks a very interesting time for service provision for blind and vision impaired people here in Tasmania.
She indicated that within the next few weeks they'll be employing in Tasmania an adaptive technology person who is experienced with many forms of adaptive technology for blind and vision impaired people. So we can start to get some traction there with maybe getting some product demonstrations and that all important word, training, as you say.
Yes.
You know, because that's vital to know how to use the equipment once you've got it. And if you can't be trained locally, sometimes for some people it can make things very difficult.
And it is important too to be trained, if you possibly can, on the equipment that you're actually going to be using.
Now, I spoke on that panel as well, and about my other hat. In fact, I have several hats, but I spoke specifically as the manager of Print Radio Tasmania. And the thing I really thought about that was that it was a really unique opportunity for me, because normally my audience is at the other end of a microphone, but in this case I was actually speaking directly to my audience, and that was a really interesting experience, and it was good to have some feedback from the audience about what we were doing and how we were going, and update that audience directly about some of the things that they need to know and where they can get involved and help out the service.
And we had Chris Opert, who was the Director of Stakeholder Relations at the NDIA, and he gave an outline of what the NDIS does and how people would access it. And also Erica Burley, who is an NDIS planner, explained her role. She happens to have a vision impairment, and I thought it was a great thing to actually have someone who was helping someone through a plan who actually has a disability. And also Nicole McKillop explained to us, she's an NDIS champion, and she explained to us as a participant, the NDIS, what it meant for her. She's a young person, and here in Tasmania, the NDIS was rolled out 2 years ago, I think it was, in the age group from 15 to 24. So she's had a couple of years of having her package. But of course, along with all of that, there's a particular problem that's come up here in Tasmania concerning the NDIS. Some people are finding that the sort of gloss has come off it a bit, because in their package, if they have a component for transport, for paying for taxi fares, etc., have lost or are going to lose access to the Transport Access Scheme, which is the state government-run scheme to provide a subsidy for taxi travel. And that's come as quite a surprise to a lot of people. And in recent weeks, people using wheelchairs have been very vocal about how it's affecting them, and it is affecting them adversely, because the amount of money in their package doesn't equate with the amount of money they used to be able to spend on necessary transport when they were using their taxi subsidy. But of course now the focus has come around to other people with disabilities, including people with vision impairment. And it just so happened that in the Sunday Tasmanian this weekend, there was an article about this very thing. Nicole McKillop gave her example of how it's impacting on her. She got the top rate of transport payment in her package of about $70 a week, and she lives in Margate, which is a $40 cab fare from Hobart. And if she goes to university, it's $70. That's one day's trip to university, and it's meaning that she has to think of other ways of getting into the city. And as I said, the NDIS has been wonderful for her, but that gloss has been taken off by this decision from the state government.
I think that's really important, particularly for people who aren't able to get out into the community as well as some of us are. And as you say, people who live further out. You know, I walk to work every day. I very rarely catch taxis unless I'm feeling lazy or something. But there are a lot of people out there who do catch taxis from a fair distance away. And it's important that these schemes such as the Transport Access Scheme continue. And this isn't the first time this has happened. In Western Australia, a couple of years ago, when they were doing their trial of the NDIS in some areas and My Way in others, the Western Australian government shut down the taxi subsidy scheme for those participants. And there was quite an outcry. I don't remember off the top of my head what the result of that was. Perhaps someone in Western Australia could email me on new.horizons@bca.org.au and let me know what happened with that, because I'd be very interested to know.
Then we moved on to My Aged Care, and as I said, Deb Lewis, who is from COTA Tasmania, that's Council on the Ageing Tasmania, she gave us an overview of My Aged Care. Now, COTA is an advocacy organisation, and they deal with people who are inquiring about how to access My Aged Care. They explain it to them, but they're not part of My Aged Care. So she gave a general objective overview of My Aged Care. The presentation was extremely succinct, but there was just too much of it to go into a great deal of detail about it.
And of course, we did a program some months ago on the NDIS and My Aged Care. You can look back on the BCA website at the New Horizons archives for around about February, March, I think it was, from memory. Jan, after that was the session from the women's branch.
It was a session conducted by Anne Jackson, who is the treasurer of the BCA Women's Branch. Basically, it was just a session to make people think about how they've dealt with, in a positive way, with things that they come across in their life, either because of their vision impairment or for some other reason. And it was quite thought-provoking. It was quite a short session, but there was a lot in it, and we all took away something positive, I thought. I thought the whole forum was very positive. As I said earlier, I got a great buzz from thinking that the people from the Northwest Coast thought so much of it that they made all those arrangements to come down to be at a three-hour forum. And so I really thought it was worthwhile, and I was very pleased to be part of organising it. And there was a very nice comment I saw on the BCA L list from someone who listened on the stream, who was very thankful for, you know, being able to listen, and also congratulating us for having, you know, such a forum. Yeah, and I thought that was great.
Well, Jan Miller, thanks very much for joining us on the program this week.
Thank you, Vaughan.
Now, before we finish the program, I've been asked to inform you that, as you well know, we have a new Disability Discrimination Commissioner. He'll be holding some consultation sessions. If you'd like to know more about this, you can have a look at the Human Rights website. Consultations will be held in each capital city and some of the regional areas over the next 3 or 4 months or so. Some of them have already been held, so unfortunately we've missed that boat. Brisbane has one on the 18th of November this year. Melbourne's having theirs on the 29th of November, Canberra's on the 1st of December, Hobart on the 7th of December, Albury's on the 12th of December, and so on and so forth. Now, there is a discussion paper that you can respond to, and I guess the issues in this paper will come up during the consultation. So if you'd like to respond to that in writing, you can have a look once again on the Human Rights website. Don't forget that on the 19th of November is the Women's Branch AGM, so you won't want to miss that one, especially if you are a member. There are no elections this year because all of the positions were elected last year and they're for a multi-year term. So just looking at what's been happening with the Women's Branch and what might be happening in the near future. That's it from me. I'm Vaughan Bennison. It's been great to have your company again. If you'd like to contact Blind Citizens Australia, give them a ring on 1-800-033-660, 1-800-033-660, or you can email bca@bca.org.au. That's bca@bca.org.au. Blind Citizens Australia relies on donations from the community. If you'd like to know more about how you can donate, then have a look at the website and you'll find all the information you could ever want. There are multiple ways of doing it. Just have a look at that website or ring the office and they'll be happy to help you. I'll be at the Victorian Forum next week, so if you're there, I really hope to catch up with you. Take care until next week. We'll achieve the